Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The NutriMedical Report we have to read here with CardioVasc, and as we're just carrying on a conversation on the break, the future is quite different from the current, present, and the past. If you're involved with functional medicine, there's thousands of doctors around the world working to literally conquer aging and disease. And it's my prediction, and echoed by many other top doctors like Dr. Ron Klatz and others from the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, the American College for Advancement in Medicine, that we are going to conquer aging. And that means the next 5 to 20 years, and it could be parts that we already have, like our new Red Deer Velvet that's being encapsulated and going to be here this week for people, the epigenetic frequency treatment, and the amazing nutraceuticals like CardioVasc. If you've got, for example, we are putting back on our page the blood pressure cuff we have from Europe that will measure your blood, your arterial stiffness. Now, if your arteries aren't getting a peristaltic wave of contraction, you're not perfusing your tissues, and your blood pressure is going to go orbital. And this is the first sign that you're going to go into heart failure, but you're also going to get plaque, etc. So CardioVasc actually prevents not only your arteries from becoming stiff like a garden hose left out in the sunlight, allows you to prevent plaque formation, releases nitric oxide, reduces blood viscosity, stops oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids to form dead macrophages or big eater cells that turn into foam cells and ride us for plaque. So all of the primer processes that cause vascular disease, CardioVasc reverses it. Now, when you combine our NutriMeds with some of our other technology, including mild hyperbaric oxygen, lumen photon, epigenetic frequency treatments, etc., our new Red Deer Velvet DR, and our main other nutraceuticals for the heart, like CoQ10 Supreme, CoQ10 Ubiquinol, VascuCare Carnitine, things to stop free radicals like gamma E+, cell detox glutathione, cell defense plus for curcumin to stop cytokines, and ultrasimon B1 to stop singlet oxygen free radical, you have a remarkable change in your status. We have people, for example, that I treat for heart failure that are not on Entresto because they can't afford it. It's too damned expensive. Only a tiny minority, maybe 5% of the population, can afford it without even the co-pays. But they take our NutriMeds and the heart failure goes into senescence. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And they need the CardioVasc. I mean, I tell people, I'm personally getting to the viewpoint now where even if your blood pressure is normal, your perfusion may not be. And the way to quantifiably check it is to do a test called an endopat or endothelix. And if your perfusion is shot, you're going to get into trouble down the road, whether it's hypertension, heart disease, renal failure, a decreased perfusion of your organs, you're going to get anaerobic metabolism and eventually develop things like cancer or hormonal problems, etc. And if you can't perfuse tissues, you can't fractionally clone your organs into a new body, because as I said before in the show, no one's older than a 7-year-old. We're all 7 years old. After you reach 7, you're just a matter of a modulus of 7 times in terms of being recloning yourself into a new body. So if you're 21, you've cloned yourself 3 times. Isn't that wild?
Cool.
Since birth. By the way, your birthday shouldn't be called your birthday. It should be your death day. Because you only start dying when you actually cut the umbilical cord. Isn't that interesting? You cannot age at all, chronologically or biologically, even though you're aging chronologically. You can't age biologically until you actually cut the umbilical cord. there's no aging at all. Zero. Isn't that interesting? You have 9 months of zero aging when you're in utero.
Fascinating,
eh? Yeah, very interesting. So what people should understand when you do this, we have people that literally are reversing a process of aging, which is aging of their blood vessels, that's going to kill you. And in fact, the vascular disease is greater than the next five major causes of death, especially sudden and without warning death. I mean, the average male, 35% of males that get into heart disease, their first symptom isn't chest pain or shortness of breath or, oh, my blood pressure is too high, or I'm getting leg cramps because when I go to walk up and downstairs. No, no. Their first symptom is death. Irreversible, come to Jesus, death. And in women that usually get heart disease 5 to 10 years later, their first symptom is up to 55%, have no symptoms whatsoever before they croak. You know? Crazy, hey? So if you think your doctor, based on symptoms, is going to treat you, they're wrong. In fact, you can walk out of the treadmill room after you do the cardiac treadmill test with your cardiologist, and a few weeks later, we call faceplant syndrome. So you have to understand there are more advanced testing that will pick up the underlying factors like a lipid electrophoresis and cardiac markers like Veritas Labs or Meridian Valley Labs or Direct Labs. But if you don't measure these things, you won't know what's going to get you. And if you measure, say, endopat or endothelix to look at perfusion, you'll see as you start taking Cardiovasc, it reverses the underlying vascular disease that's going to make you 6 feet under. And a lot of people should, you know, as I tell people, and it grieves me that they don't listen, including my colleagues, doctors, that if you do not listen to Dr. Deagle after 45 years of graduating medical school and doing all kinds of things and realizing most of the stuff I was taught was horse manure, I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't listen, you will suffer, and you will die prematurely. And if you listen, you will, like, you know, Spock says, you know, with his ironic blessing, you will live long and prosper, Captain Kirk. Right? Pretty funny.
Yep.
So, let's go through the components again. I like to do this because it gives people the idea. And don't, by the way, buy the knockoffs. Don't get Extendivite, Heart and Body, Stress Heart Drops. These are garbage because they don't use the right formula, the right part of the plant. They don't measure every batch to make sure that the actual biomolecules in the target range, so it's consistent. Like, even when you make a drug, you want to make sure that the amount of the drug is consistent. Well, one of the reasons why I have the highest rating for Cardiovasc is because you consistently measure every batch with high-pressure chromatography to make sure it's from the right part of the plant, from the right continent, and that the actual biomolecules in a target range of molecules per capsule or tincture, so it actually works. Pretty amazing and important, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So let's proceed. Let's go through the first. The first one, of course, is from the leaf and flower plant of the
Hawthorn.
And it's the Vitexin that's like digitalis that makes your heart and blood vessels contract. Next component.
So then we have the garlic.
And it's not just aged garlic. It has properties that do two things. It blocks angiotensin-converting enzyme, and it also blocks the inflammatory markers like C-reactive protein. It has a dramatic effect of reducing the kidney-induced angiotensin-converting enzymes without the side effects, which is interesting because if you take Capitin, which is a regular age blocker drug, you get a Capitin cough because it blocks neurotendins and bradykinins, so those levels rise up and you get a cough as a result because of the elevated levels of those specific hormones in your airway. Next component.
So we have the cayenne.
Cayenne is going to stimulate nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is necessary for you to offload oxygen from your hemoglobin molecule to your tissue. So without nitric oxide, you have a three-gas system, oxygen, carbon dioxide, nitric oxide. The system does not work. So it's very important. It improves that actual oxygen offloading system. Next.
The bilberry.
Bilberry is the smallest dialyzable antioxidant to grab free radicals. If you're talking about getting fried, basically whether it's a homocysteine or singlet nitroproxy, hydroproxy, or singlet oxygen radical, you've got to mop these guys up. And the bilberry is the best dialyzable antioxidant grabber available. Next.
Ginkgo biloba.
Ginkgo is going to reduce the blood viscosity and improve microcirculation. And it's the only component that can increase bleeding, so it's been pulled from the Canadian product, but it's here in our original formula, which is the Cardiovasc, not the Cardiovite, the older formula, that was modified for the Canadian government because they want to be the nanny state, they want to control people. So we have the actual, Cardiovasc has the original formula developed by your dad, Sam Ibrahim. Next component.
So then we have the milk thistle.
Milk thistle, universal detoxifier. The toxins you eat, drink, and breathe that actually concentrate in your blood vessels are literally cooking your arteries. So you got to detox, and that's what it's a universal stimulant to detox from the liver.
Right. And so the final component is the valerian.
Balances your autonomic nervous system. We're all under stress, whether it's financial stress, emotional stress, time stress, or just toxic stress from electromagnetic pollution, toxic chemicals in air, food and water, mineral depletions, etc. Stress is bad. And this helps rebalance you, so it puts you into a non-stress balance of us, of the parasympathetic, which is not the fight or flight side, but the heal, restore, relax side. We covered them all, hard to believe, in one segment plus a little other news. We'll be back in just a moment with more on Cardiovasc and why you need to take it to stay around, and to stay around well, not be having a stroke or heart attack or heart failure, which is stiff arteries that are not contracting in response to the heart.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Back, and of course we have a couple of things going on here. When I do lab testing, for example, if I go to say to one of the many labs we use Direct Labs, so I should put 15 different labs that are underneath Direct Labs. I continue test kits, and people can actually use our code N-MED, and I give the 800 number, and they'll actually go, the test kits will come back to me the results. We can also give you direct links so you can actually do it online. The neat thing about it is you have to identify what the problem is before you develop a serious cardiac issue. And the tests that the regular doctors are using are relatively useless. Measuring the nuclear spectroscopy, your total cholesterol and HDL cholesterol, does not tell us the smallest particle, HDL, which is the most dangerous particles for causing it, or looking at apoproteins or other genetic defects that may increase your risk for atherogenesis, or measuring your free radical load in your arteries. Measuring things like 8-hydroxy, 2-prime-deoxyguanosine, T-bars, which is oxidized fatty acids, or cytokine markers like interleukin-17 and TNF-alpha, etc. Now, I do all these tests. So, in fact, I do tests way more advanced. In fact, I had referrals from subspecialist cardiologists and hematologists to me because I work with a Harvard cardiologist measuring advanced lipid hyperviscosity syndromes and cardiac markers. So I can teach your subspecialist a lot of things because I've been doing this a long time. I'm a biochemist. In fact, I went into medicine 45 years ago having completed my PhD research in marine oceanography, genetics, and intermediate metabolism. That's a long time ago. So I'm not one of the minor guys. I'm one of the major teachers on the entire planet on this. And you have to understand, your doctor doesn't know what they're doing. So if they say, oh, your cholesterol is 240, we're going to give you a lipid-lowering drug to lower your cholesterol, they're wrong. First off, cholesterol is exactly where it needs to be. What we need to lower is lower the reasons why your cholesterol is elevated and why your stress hormones are elevated. Cardiovascular is the first major step in that. So a lot of people may have, quote, normal blood pressure, but if their lipids are high, the cardiac markers are indicating that whatever the stress your arteries are under, your lipid fractions are changing to adapt to a bad environment, even if your blood pressure seems to be in a relatively normal range. That's interesting, isn't it, for you? Because a lot of people they just say, well, my blood pressure is okay, I'm fine. No, it doesn't mean that. In fact, if you overtreat someone's blood pressure, you can reduce their perfusion. It's interesting, in Oriental medicine, they're much more interested in cardiac perfusion than they are here in the West with blood pressure, which is, we went over last week a bit, the Korotkov sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And how there's different phases of the Korotkov sounds, and if people want links, I can send them a link to some of the Wikipedia and other sites that'll tell you how several hundred years ago they developed the Korotkov analysis for what blood pressure is. But, you know, the actual perfusion pressure is quite different. There's peak pressure in the arteries all the time. There's the pressure in the veins. There's, if you're an extreme athlete and you're, let's say, running or doing a powerlifting or something, your systolic pressure can go right into orbit. You have no detectable diastolic pressure. Did you know that? There's no detectable diastolic pressure if you're an extreme athlete, say a runner. You may have systolic pressure well over 240. Your diastolic is immeasurable, which is why when someone has high blood pressure, if they're an extreme athlete and systolic high blood pressure, it just may be they're super fit. Because if you go to measure their diastolic, it may not be measurable. So the current tests we have a lot of faults in them. That's why we even have our new blood pressure cuffs that we market that measures your stiffness of your arteries. Now, I like the endopant and endothelix tests, another cardiac marker test that measure blood viscosity and these other things. So if you think that your doctor knows what they're doing, I can guarantee you they do not. They're practicing 1980s medicine in 2018. Not good, is it?
No.
No. No. And if you think that they know better, I can prove to you they don't. And that doesn't matter if they've been doing cardiac bypass surgery for years or whatever. They're still sticking to medicine that's based on the Framingham study and research that's been disproven dramatically by comparison to other countries that have much higher cholesterols, much higher sugar intake. Even if you go to Sri Lanka, their sugar intake is even higher than ours, but they have virtually no heart disease. So when you actually look at the cardiac markers, that's where you're going to get much more pay dirt. Isn't that interesting? So CardioVasc changes your cardiac markers. It reduces blood viscosity. It improves nitric oxide. It improves perfusion to your arteries, and we call perfusion is really king. I think that your dad's the name for it in German was Kreislauf, right?
Kreislauf, yes.
Kreislauf basically means your perfusion to your tissues. If you don't perfuse, you don't only not deliver oxygen, you don't deliver nutrients. So when you're taking other supplements, if you're taking CardioVasc, your other supplements are going to get better into the tissues to actually heal your other tissues. Because if you don't perfuse them with not only oxygen but the supplements that you're taking to make your body reclone itself into a new body every 7 years, you're not going to get better, are you?
No, it's no. You have to think about that, you know, before you think about things like blood pressure, for sure.
Right. Now, what I would often say this to people, if you have moderate hypertension and you're even in your 20s, you need to be on CardioVasc right off the bat. I would recommend you get an endopat or endothelix test so as you're treating your blood pressure, you don't overtreat it and actually reduce your peripheral perfusion, because you can have a low blood pressure and actually drop your perfusion, so you actually increase your risk of cardiac arrhythmias and hypoperfusion syndrome. People don't know that. They think it's all just hypertension. What your blood pressure, when it's high, it indicates your heart is pumping against arteries that aren't doing their job. It's like a foreman taking care of a work crew, and the work crew is leaning on their shovels, and they want to take a rest break, and they're eating a sandwich, and they're having a smoke, or doing whatever the hell they want to do. They're actually not doing the job of, say, loading up a train or a truck or building something, let's say, at a work site. So when the foreman says, hey, do this, this, and this, whether they're glaziers or putting up scaffolding or laying down girders, and the foreman tries to take over, that's the heart trying to take over and do the job of, say, a dozen people under him, he's going to get strained. That's what happened to the heart. The heart muscle gets thicker because it's trying to do the work of people. Then eventually it gets injured, so it can't pump out. Your cardiac index drops, and your perfusion of your tissues drops as your arteries get harder and tougher, and eventually they calcify. You can even see it on a high-speed CT. In fact, the first test I do to the people for your conventional doctor isn't a treadmill test. It's a high-speed CT scan, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. That, you know, that's what's really important that people should understand is that a high-speed CT scan is very, very valid because it'll pick up and tell you what's going on there, right?
Yes.
What's your major concern when you talk about people taking CardioVasc? What's your major concern do you think it addresses that no other formula does?
Well, I mean, it really does come down to perfusion. And, you know, and there's really two sides to that. There's also a detox element to it as well, which is why we have the milk thistle in the formula.
Right.
Because as you're, you know, you're perfusing, you're also removing toxins from the capillary beds, and that's what the milk thistle is in CardioVasc for, is to help your body process those out. So.
Yeah, and what you have to do is you have to understand what is the process going on. For one of the more important components I've added recently is putting much more emphasis on methylation pathways for homocysteine and methylation for protection of the artery wall. So we have Semethyl that has 400 milligrams in a crystal lemon-flavored powder with 600 milligrams of trimethylglycine, so at least a sachet a day in the morning or early afternoon. And we have a new one coming out in a few weeks' time called Just Sam-E that's 200 milligrams in a capsule, a nitrogen capsule, and a little bubble pressed through. That is 200 or half the dosage just of Sam-E alone, so methyl. These are important to take along with your CardioVasc. And if you're trying to protect your arteries, believe me, your arteries will keep you alive. But if you don't protect your perfusion, bad things will happen. Cancer, heart disease, lung disease, etc.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
In just 2 days, which is Wednesday midnight, our big sale lasting an entire week over Labor Day is going to start. That's Wednesday midnight. It'll include 7% off, including on previous sale prices, 7% on top of multi-packs or previous sale prices, so really big savings. Now, I want to go over some things. I'm getting a lot more requests for consultations and for lab tests. Now, this is how it works. When you have a basic request, even if you've never listened to the show before, you can just email me and I'll email you a basic starter protocol. If you purchase a product in a time window, I will call you back. Now, the time windows that I'm available are, let's say, immediately after the show, where I'll try to call you then. If not, the best time windows are on a weekend, between 12 and 2 Pacific time, Sunday or Saturday. The process basically is this. When you request, I had a gentleman who left a message there late yesterday and wanted to have a number of tests done. What you have to do first is go down to NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop Buy Products, drop down to the drop-down menu for consults, purchase 2 time units, and fill in the 11-page history form. And also, if you have advanced tests that need to be transferred, like radiological views of X-rays or MRIs or CT scans, we need to use Citrix ShareFile. I have that program and that service. Otherwise, you just transfer it as a share file, let's say, on Dropbox or some other service, and I'll keep it on my hard drive. Because I like to keep a file of everybody rather than having a physical file cabinet. I like electronic file cabinet. When I review the 11-page history form after I've actually got it in the medical reports, I put it up on the screen and do a video of our discussion by speakerphone to the person that I'm doing a consult review. So if you have your test, first off, before you even do the tests, we review that and actually do a video recording so I can send you the Dropbox share so you actually can watch the video of reviewing your history form and my specific analysis and additional questions we ask on top of the form. Now, when I order test kits, which you'll get an email afterwards saying, let's say Direct Labs, and there's a bunch of labs that are not just under Direct. Under Direct Labs, we have Doctors Data, Genova Labs, Real Time Laboratory, Saber Science, Eliza Ack Biotechnologies, Alcat Food and Chemical Sensitivity, Immunolabs, Biohealth Laboratory, Physicians Lab, and Precision Analytical Data and Adrenal Stress. That's a lot of labs. And what you should understand is that there's availability to actually go directly to our website for Direct Labs, which is Direct Labs, D-I-R-E-C-T, labs.com/NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I Medical. And there's a specific code when you actually go in there and you go to that account is R-N-M-E-D, 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 okay? And the R-N-M-E-D will allow you, and you can also phone in to actually phone specifically for that, to 800-908-0000 with the code R-N-M-E-D, R-N-M-E-D. Now, that's just for Direct Labs. In other laboratories, I will send you specific instructions of how to contact the laboratory and do the test kits depending on those specific labs. So it makes a huge difference when you do that. It's really important to understand that I do tests that are at federally certified laboratories. The test kits, you can go to a LabCorp or Quest to have them drawn. They'll charge you a small fee for drawing the bloods or other bodily fluids and sending them off by, say, UPS or FedEx directly to the laboratory. If you don't want to go to a LabCorp Quest, I can give you the mobile lab phone number, and you can call them. There'll be mobile labs all over the country, and they'll actually come by your home or business and draw the bloods or collect the fluids and whatever to send it off by the special kits. Certain tests have to be collected on certain days. For example, if you use Meridian Valley Labs for a blood viscometry test, it has to be collected on a Monday so it gets to the laboratory quickly. Now, some labs like Direct Labs have basically will not take blood samples outside the country, but other laboratories I use will. As long as you use DHL or a rapid courier, they can bring it in from Canada or Europe. So I can do test kits all over the world from my other labs besides Direct Lab. What you have to understand is about a week or two later, we're going to get results back. I put those results up on the video screen. I explain what the lab results are, so you'll get a video copy of that analysis. This is really nice because I have a professional Dropbox business class with a giant database on my hard drive with a solid-state drive, and I'm able to then actually share with you to view these specific videos. Now, we arrange nutraceuticals based on your test results and on your history, and then we go back and try to see a month, say, 2, 3, 6 months later, what intervention happened, whether or not it changed those markers, indicate, let's say, reversing heart failure or dyslipidemia, and you've got a blocked artery, or if you've got cancer, are we seeing the cancer cell tests like the RGCC and other tests improving? You know, what's happening? I also coordinate this with other clinics. For example, if you've got cancer, I refer to clinics here in Southern California like Dr. Jürgen Winkler in Carlsbad. Dr. Winkler is my go-to guy if I have somebody with cancer. And he'll do not only the dendritic vaccine, but also the insulin potentiated chemotherapy. So this is really kind of neat so you can actually get this test done, and it'll actually tell us what's going on. Now, the nice thing about this is you're able to determine exactly what is happening to somebody, so you can determine why they're getting sick and why they're improving or not. That's really important. Combination of that plus imaging studies. If I recommend, for example, if I have a child, say, with attention deficit disorder or a child that has a genetic defect, I did a consult over the weekend of a little child, and we're going to do a very comprehensive organic acid analysis to see if there's metabolic defects that I can correct with nutraceuticals that jump the gene defect where there's a bioconversion problem of specific nutraceuticals that are causing metabolic and health problems. That way we're able to actually reverse the underlying disease, which is pretty exciting. And this is well beyond just symptom relief. We're trying to actually get biochemical, structural, and functional pathology relief from abnormal metabolism. That means I can actually fix the underlying metabolic problems. The advantage to this kind of approach to medicine is that we're actually fixing the problem by doing testing of functional deficits and imbalances in genetic SNP or polymorphisms using, say, Prometheus analysis of your DNA, pathway genomics, organic acids. So the first test panels I'm doing are very extensive tests on organic acids of this little 2-year-old that has a genetic defect. She ended up with a red cell cancer tumor developed a neurogenic bladder, and she has to be catheterized every 4 hours, basically. Plus, she's having a great deal of difficulty moving around because it caused some significant paralysis of her lower extremities. So we're going to work on trying to see if we can get some regenerative technology and along with the rehab to get her mobile again and get her up doing as much as she possibly can in terms of healing. This can happen, and as technology gets better and better, we're going to be using all kinds of different things on her to try to improve her. Now, she's already had a number of stem cell transplants, but they were from her own bone marrow. If we recommend a stem cell transplant, it would be my favorite is NovaStem and in Tijuana from Stematica in San Diego, where they make hypoxic stem cell line that's the highest concentration of stem cells. Now remember, stem cells without the building blocks can't build anything. It's like sending really good architects to a job site. So you need to have the right nutraceuticals, or you're not going to correct the problem. This is important to understand that healthcare needs to look at it like a high-tech high-end car. In fact, I saw recently that one of the Ferrari cars went for something like $48+ million. Well, think of your body as a high-tech car, and if you're going to correct that high-tech car, you got to find out problems long before your cylinder pressure goes too high and it blows a gasket, or you have a flat at a high speed, or the vehicle starts to shake and rattle, and you lose control of the vehicle when you're trying to steer it at a very high velocity. So the same thing goes with your body. You have to understand what is out of balance, what are the deficiency states, and if you just kind of willy-nilly throw things at the body without understanding the deficiency imbalances, you actually can make the imbalances even worse and actually amplify disease or cause new problems that didn't pre-exist. So that's how I approach this. I approach it like a Italian mechanical engineer on the highest-end cars you can get. If you do that, you can actually make people well, regenerate, heal after cancer therapy, like this little girl that had chemo and radiation. You can correct heart disease and heart failure. You can help somebody recover from cancer, to get over chemo brain, get up a child with ADD, get over the attention deficit disorder, and reestablish normal neural connections. Back in a moment.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Shoppers, you're shopping for health, you want to actually shop here. I combine the best of natural medicine, functional medicine, which is living pathology, with surgery. I tell you which drugs are dangerous and which ones can be permissive. I don't give prescriptions for drugs, but I can tell you which ones you definitely don't need to take. Well, 85% of drugs that are given by doctors are inappropriate at all times. 15% are appropriate, whether it's an intensive care unit or otherwise. Two-thirds of surgery by the American College of Surgery is actually unnecessary. In fact, it came up with a recent study on males that 1.5 million males plus up to 2 million may have been inappropriately had surgery that lost their bladder control and ability to have erections from transurethral or prostatectomy that damaged the neurovascular bundle. So you have to understand that a lot of surgery that's done, for example, I had a request over the weekend of a person that wanted to have an MRI scan for their back pain. I said, that's not the gold standard. You want to find out what the pain generators are, and that technique is used by mapping your A-delta and C-fibers using an axonpain.com scan, Adelphin C fiber, and I've trained doctors and physiatrists, chiropractors, naturopaths, etc., how to do an A-delta C-fiber scan with Dr. Jim Hedgecock and the American Sensory Medical Society up to 15 years ago in San Francisco. So you need to know that's the gold standard. The other test is called a digital thermogram, which you can have a digital thermogram at a clinic, and actually those two tests are the gold standard for finding out pain generators. If you have an MRI scan, it picks up a lot of excess pathology that basically should not be operated on. There are only four pain generators in the spine. Three-quarters of the nerves go to the apophyseal or posterior joints on either side of the spine, and one-quarter goes to the back of the disc, the ligamentum flavum, and the dural nerve sleeve of the nerve that exits the foramen on the side of your spinal cord or in your lumbar spine, the cauda equina, because below about T12, it's just not spinal cord anymore, it's spinal nerve roots. Now, the important thing to understand is that if you're going to correct a health problem, you have to find the underlying pathology, biochemistry, toxicology. I recently had an email from a gentleman, William, not going to mention his last name, and of course he's been listening to the program for a while, and he talks about the various theories in terms of what causes endometriosis. And people should understand that most diseases, the infection model has not been expanded enough to explain heart disease, dementia, endometriosis, and things like environmental toxins. One of the original studies done with the Endometrial Society, basically, that does work here in America, discovered that it was not human endometriosis, but endometriosis in sheep back in Minnesota because of toxins in the environment that are actually causing some xenoestrogen type of effects in their uterine lining. So toxins are a factor, stealth pathogens are a factor, disharmony in terms of hormonal balance is a factor. And if you combine these, you're going to get endometrial problems, which cause decreased fertility, abnormal bleeding, and endometrial lining actually can show up anywhere, not only in the pelvis, but it can show up even as far up as in the brainstem or even the hilus of the chest. So they're not just endometrial lining, can show up in odd places that you wouldn't expect. So we need to approach it more from a series of, like an investigative journalist like, you know, Quincy years ago on television, or an investigative police officer, or a research scientist that's asking better questions to find out what is the worldview of the problem to how identify what the underlying disease is. So in other words, it's not just a matter of paint-by-numbers medicine where you just say, hey, I have this symptom, I give this particular drug. You have to find out what is the imbalance. So we can measure hormone imbalances, 24-hour hormone imbalances. We can measure estrogenic imbalances, progesterone imbalances in women, the normal cycling balances. We can check all kinds of things that can show us over a period of 28 days if you're cycling normally or if you're postmenopausal what your hormone balances is. We can even measure things like IGF-1 and growth hormone levels, insulin-like growth factor 1. So you have to understand that this process can be quite involved, and your doctor, by and large, is completely ignorant and unable to do the testing. I can't. And I can give you an analysis that hopefully we can eventually get the medical profession to come up to speed, because they should be ordering these tests themselves. They're at federal labs. So it's sometimes hard to get through to doctors. I often find if I get a doctor that's also trained in an alternative thing like acupuncture as well as MD-DO, or they're MD and also a DC, a doctor of chiropractic, they often are more malleable to actually learning advanced functional medicine, because those schools are not so rigid in terms of trying to say, hey, this is the way we practice medicine, which is by rote giving drugs and or doing inappropriate surgery when it may actually not be the best thing, or excessive surgery. So a lot of time people get excessive, you know, obstetrical surgery when it's not necessary. So the approach toward healthcare should be, number one, preventive. It should be scientific-based. It should be based on nutraceuticals first before we ever consider drugs. It should never be involving commando-type approach like major unnecessary surgery, radiation and proton therapy, which are to damage tissues. It should always be based on the idea that if there's a disease state, there's almost always hypoxia, acidosis, and loss of free radical and high free radical levels. Now, there's a decrease in genetic expression for structural proteins and enzymes. There's a decreased perfusion of the tissue, and there's increased presence of stealth pathogens, biotoxins, heavy metals, and radiotoxins present, which you can actually measure. And that's what's really neat. We can actually measure some of those things with not only the history, 11-page history, but also with blood tests, urine tests, stool tests, genetic marker tests, organic acid tests that can measure the metabolites, and genetic analysis from 23andMe and Prometheus, and also pathway genomics that can tell us what your gene imbalances are. So I can sort out a wide range of things. What I do actually is the most complex activity of humans on Earth, because it combines all of the specialties of pathology, toxicology, infectious disease, immunotoxicology, intermediate metabolism, and quantum biophysics. And you can combine all those in an artful way, like painting a very advanced landscape of your health, to find out what the underlying problem is so that we can reverse it, whether it's Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, systemic lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, or some other stealth infection like Zika virus, that now the PCR test is negative, but it's in your bone marrow, destroying your bone marrow. People can realize that months after Zika, even if the blood test is negative, it may still be growing in your bone marrow, cause bone marrow collapse, or even cause cardiomyocyte damage to your heart and cause you to go into heart failure. So unless we take a much more scientific approach, and unfortunately the level of scientific background and training of doctors is far inadequate. If I had my druthers, you'd have to do 2 more years of medical school, you'd have to pass the PhD levels, heart science, PhD before you could graduate medical school. You'd also have to be doing at least 5 years of general medicine before you could start subspecializing. So you'd know both the actions and the how to intervene with all the other body compartments. That's the rule in, say, Switzerland, where you can't even go into dentistry unless you have an MD degree first. And you can't specialize unless you've done 5 years of general medical practice before you can specialize in surgery or obstetrics or any other specialty. That would, of course, lengthen out the career unless you start really young like I did. I went into medical school at 21. But some people, if they go in later, some of the schools, of course, are taking people in their 30s and 40s. That's a problem because by the time you graduate, you're in your 40s and your actual career for working is considerably shorter. So that becomes a problem and an issue. So I want people to understand that there's a scientific way of approaching this that can be very, very useful and can help identify what's going on with somebody without the dangers of missing a diagnosis. And you need to understand that, that's interesting. You need to understand that what's happening in people's health care is really important to understand that functional medicine requires you to identify the problem long before you actually, develop a full-blown disease, symptomatology, or end-stage catastrophic failing of a tissue or an organ, like renal failure, heart attack, stroke, loss of vision, kidney stones, gallbladder problems, pancreatitis, or things like Aretha Franklin with pancreatic cancer. Period. So what I see happening is a society that wants to take a system that's broken, which is healthcare, not led by enough leaders or real scientists and investigators, and want to give it to everybody. And again, this is going to be the big issue for the 2020 election is the three part. Number one, infrastructure, immigration, and the big kahuna is healthcare. And I have solutions. I'm putting together PowerPoints and so on to send to President Trump. I know how to fix it. So it will be less expensive, more health-promoting, less pharmaceutical and surgical-based, and more integrative to everything that's good in medicine. There are some great things, but also outcomes. You want outcomes without danger. So if you have questions, do contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle. Just go to contactus@nutramedical.com or call Michelle or Chris at 888-212-8871. Again, your quick protocols are always free. And if you purchase a product, you can even get a call back. But if you want a consultation, I need the full meal deal is going to be much more involved. So we'll be back in a moment with Deborah Tavares, and she's going to have a whirlwind of new information you need to know of what's going on. That first hour with Mark Lerner and the Constitutional Alliance was amazing.
NutraMedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.